If you master the hot tui, if you got all that phlegm built up and you just can't seem to get rid of it, if you master the hot tui, then you won't have that issue anymore. You know, the hock is to bring it up, whack, like that, you know, and the tui is the projectile, you know, to get it away from you.
What if the tui doesn't work?
Well, you got to master it. Once you become a master of the hot tui, you'll never spit on yourself again.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just aim it at other people.
Oh, that's disgusting. Anyway, what are we doing?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Yeah,
the
Music with Kara Hour. You have to master the hot tui, Kara. Walk tui! You know, you should be able to shoot a fly off a spittoon at 300 yards. Walk tui! Ting! And the little fly goes, ew, that's nasty! What do you think?
No.
All right, so what's the song we're going to do here?
It's Sacred Ground by Living Color. It was Angeline requested it last week.
Oh, yeah, okay. This one here just goes out to Angeline there. So, don't be hot toing on Sacred Ground.
Right, yeah, that would be bad.
This is Living Color with Sacred Ground. John 4672 said, "This is an awesome band."
I like it.
It was
it
pretty
is an
good.
Awesome band.
So that was Angeline's request there?
Yes.
Cool.
Good song.
There you go, my friend. She hooked you up. So, like, we're kind of like a week behind. If you guys want to, like, throw a request in there and she can check them out, you know, we got to make sure they're radio friendly, you know, not dropping the F-bomb or the S-bomb or, you know, bleeping all the way
the
through
A-bomb.
The A-bomb, you know, anyway. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Light Comes Out of Black by Rob Halford and Pantera.
Light Comes Out of Black. that sounds interesting. Here we go.
Sensitive.
Angeling said that that's sore neck stuff, so I'm assuming that he's headbanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, not headbutting, Kara.
It was
so
a miscommunication.
Trying to lay me out like you tried to when Patty said something. Yeah, let's do this thing. She had her knuckles up and everything. She's going to throw me down. So, Lou, when you master the Hawk Tui, we'll do a duel of spit tunes at 20 paces. So you can ring the bell first.
I don't think I'm going to get there.
Well, you just have to try. You know, keep on trying until you succeed, Kara. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Catamaran by Caius.
You know, a catamaran is a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so is Caius ride a boat?
No, I don't think so.
All right, here we go. Said something about headbanging, or well, I can't remember what is scrolled up, but anyway, that's sore neck stuff, laugh out loud, and I said headbanging, question mark, Angeling said, heck no, me no spring chicken, it would fall off my head, that is, to save any confusion, yeah, yeah, I said laugh out loud, keep your head on as best go, he said, yep. That's pretty bad if you're headbanging and your head falls off.
I think that would be more than confusion.
Yeah, that'd be like panic stricken, everybody freaking, ah!
Never be the same.
Dang, the headless rock man. Like the headless horseman. Or I used to call it the horseless head man.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, either way, you don't want your head falling off, so don't do that. I wouldn't do that anyway. I think you'd have whiplash after doing it. I see, watch people doing that, and I wonder, what's their IQ after doing that for a whole concert?
Yeah, some of them have it really spinning, too. They got their hair going.
And brains slapping against the skull, and their hair is flopping everywhere, and grease is flying all over the crowd, and it's jacked up, man.
It looks fun.
And they rag on hippies.
Yeah.
You need to leave hippies alone. Go after the headbangers. They're the ones giving themselves brain damage. I don't even understand the whole mosh pit concept. Why would you want to jump in a crowd of people who's just going to knock you out? Banging into you. And yeah. I've heard some stories about you in a mosh pit.
Well,
man, if you don't see Kara and think about her in a mosh pit, they don't seem to match, but... She wanted to headbutt me instead of headbang me when Patty said something.
It was miscommunication.
Miscommunication. All right, where are we going?
Until the Ocean by Malfunction.
What is your malfunction? All right, Until the Ocean. Here we go. Anon 5880 said, I'm 60, I'm still headbanging. Now see, like, I'm only 54 and I get a crank in my neck.
I think I'd pass out.
Yeah, too much blood slopping across the front and the back of your skull and all that hair flopping around might get snagged in the fan or something. It could go awry.
Okay, that's happened before. It hurts.
Dang. Anyway, I said, how's your IQ holding up? And Anon said, great. Well, I probably wouldn't even have an IQ after slapping around my brain like that. And my neck would be all stiff and everybody would be like, what's going on? And I'd be like, duh.
Oh.
I wouldn't be able to, you know, probably drool a little bit. Now I'm not headbanging. No. So where are we going now?
Now we're doing 12 Black Rainbows by Typo Negative.
12 Black Rainbows. Is that even a thing?
No.
No.
But
But it's a good song, yes. Right? All right, here we go.
Down the street.
So by now everybody's probably seen that scene from Star Wars where Darth Vader says to Luke, Luke, I am your father. But you know, he says in that gurgly voice. And so Kara said she was behind the fan trying to do that, Luke, I am your father, and her hair got sucked into the fan.
Yeah.
And you said it hurts?
It hurts.
And that's not bad. If that wasn't bad enough, she said she got her hair caught on fire getting too close to a candle.
Well, I was trying to blow the candle out, and there was a fan behind it, and there was two taller ones behind the one, or in front of the one that I wanted to blow out, and so I don't know why, but I bent over the taller ones to blow the back one out.
We're going to have to wrap you in bubble wrap in one of those little helmets. Keep you safe.
Little buddy helmet.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was too good of a story not to share. I'm sorry. So, go behind the fan and say, Luke, I am your father. But make sure you got your hair tucked back so that it don't get sucked in the fan.
Yeah, definitely tuck your hair back.
Yeah, tuck it back. All right, there you go. So where are we going now?
Dreamer, Deceiver, the live performance by Judas Priest. I like that one the best.
Cool. Here we go.
By the hand and up we go. Yeah.
You realize this is Kara's 52nd show?
1 year.
1 year! Woohoo! Why do we have to? We're going to have to do something like special or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe do it like a marathon one day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, play all the tracks that we played before. Maybe.
Well,
maybe,
that would take forever.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, that's why they call it a marathon. Because it takes forever. You know? Take turns sleeping. Shut up. They're trying to hear the music. Anyway, I don't know. But maybe one day we could do, you know, it'd probably take a lot longer, but we could do an all mystery song deal.
Yeah?
Yeah, spend the whole day just everybody trying to figure out which songs. There's a couple in there that nobody guessed. And so you know what they got?
Nothing.
Nothing. And so don't forget there is a mystery song at the end of the deal. Kara picked this one.
Yep.
You can obviously tell which ones Kara picks and the ones I pick because I'm trying to find one that you ain't going to guess. Right? Hey, that's a mystery song. You got to guess it. There was one that it was like a not a really popular band, so nobody really knew that one. And then there was one that was a popular band, but not very many people knew the band name.
Was it the one labeled Mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all labeled Mystery now. Cause before, they used to be able to look up at the player and know what the name of the band and song was. So we had to resolve that issue.
I know, I was wondering how they were getting every single one.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Can't have all that cheating going on. Well, in their defense, it ain't cheating if you see it. Hey, you got the answer right there. and I think it was Angel who did the facepalm thing.
Yep.
It's right there on the player. All right, well, that's why Angeling won so much then.
It's just whoever's the fastest at that point.
Yeah, whoever's the fastest to get it in there. Anyway, this ain't the mystery song, but what is this?
This is Little Susie by Tesla, but it's actually a cover from another band who's called PhD.
Cool.
And they called it Little Susie's on the Up, but they switched it to Little Susie. So.
All right, well, years ago there used to be a song, Wake Up Little Susie, or something like that. Yeah, I'll have to get it and play it for you.
Okay.
Maybe we'll make it a mystery song one day. Anyway, here we go. there's a lot of craziness going on behind the scenes I can't repeat. So, with that said, moving right along, what are we going now?
Now we're going to Just a Girl by Pearl Jam.
What's it about? Just a Girl?
Kinda. It was supposed to be on their 10 album, their album 10, but they thought it didn't fit once it was done, but they played it live, and sometimes it was called Girl, and sometimes it was called Mystery, and Just a Girl, and...
That's interesting. See, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I do now. Here we go.
Thank you.
So you're not supposed to talk with your mouth full. I'm eating a PBJ sandwich, peanut butter and jelly.
Sometimes it's just got
to
happen.
Yeah, it has to happen. But so when the mystery song comes up after this next song, which is, what's this next song?
The next one is Unusual by Sabotage.
All right, well, this is not the mystery song. But when the mystery song comes up, which is going to be after this one right here, if you guessed the song, band, and name, you win an all-expense trip to what?
Your refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Yeah, for drinks and snacks. I'm already eating mine because I already know the song. What do you think of that? Huh? I rated my refrigerator. Well, you're going to be next if you win. If not, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing. And don't cheat either. Alright, so Sabotage, Unusual. It's Unusual Sabotage. Which way does that go?
It's Unusual by Sabotage.
Oh, okay. Well, here you go. This song right here, and then after that will be the mystery song. Stay tuned.
Oh,
there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's right. I'm having all the sauce in my mouth right now. Uh-huh.
PBJ.
All right, so it's time y'all been waiting for the mystery song, and if you guess this right, then you can do what I'm doing right now. You can go to the refrigerator with all expense trip to them. Hold on a second. I gotta get me something to drink here. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so all expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks if you guess this next song. So, here you go. Good luck. And if you don't guess it, well, you get nothing. I got mine. That's what I'm talking about.
White, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.